And time now, 8:32 here at FM 95.7, KQWC on this Tuesday morning. And time now for our Community Corner, which we've been away last week. And now we're getting things back to normal here. Well, coming up this weekend, the sounds of bluegrass and old-time country music return to Stratford after being absent last year because of the COVID-19 concern. It's time again for the annual Bluegrass Festival. Join me live on our phone line this morning, all the way from the big town of Stratford. We have April Carlson. April, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday to you.
Good morning.
Yes, we're glad to have you here with us this morning. And I know we talked about this briefly last week, but we have some big doings in Stratford this weekend, don't we?
Yep, we sure do.
Yep. So let's talk about how this all got started. 36 years for this festival.
Yeah. We started out small, and it started out with our JCs, when we had JCs in the community. And it's just grown over the years. And about 2011, we changed over to Stratford Stride. And we've been growing ever since.
And Stratford at one time had other music festivals, too, there, April. We had a gospel concert for many, many years there in Stratford on a Sunday afternoon in September. Of course, Stratford had a polka fest, too, in one time.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. We used to have the White Sidewalls in town, too.
Right, many years ago. But again, kind of a Stratford's been kind of a music hub for some time. Well, we have this festival coming up this weekend. Of course, we didn't have it last year, April, because of you-know-what. But I think people are just excited to go do something this weekend, and Stratford is the place to be.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. So what do we have coming up this weekend?
Well, we have 7 bands coming from all around, from Georgia, Missouri, Iowa. We have good food coming, Iowa Chops, ribeye sandwiches, beef burgers, cheddar burgers, homemade potato salad, homemade pie. Mm-hmm. We have a parade this Saturday at 10:30. And we have camping spots still available, but they're rolling in, so we're starting to fill up.
Oh, cool. So that's, you got to make their camping reservations as soon as possible on that to enjoy
this.
We don't
reserve.
Okay.
We don't reserve. It's a first-come, first-served basis.
I see. Okay. And the bands, let's talk about them. I have the poster in front of me. We have the Missouri River Band. They're performing Friday and Saturday. Tony Rook Band.
Yep.
Where are they from?
Missouri River Band's from Missouri.
Okay.
And I believe Tony Rook is from Missouri, too. North Carolina.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All the way from North Carolina coming all the way to Stratford. I wonder how they got a hold of you good folks there.
Actually, this is one that my friend Aaron Bradley had booked in 2019.
To come to Stratford, but of course, last year couldn't do it. The concert last year because of COVID.
Right.
Baker family, I think they've been at the Bluegrass Festival in the past.
Yes, they have. They are a favorite. A lot of people love to come hear them.
Mm-hmm. Lori King and Junction 63, that's an Iowa band, appearing both
yep.
Friday and Saturday. See, the Bluegrass Blondies, where are they from?
Iowa.
Okay, from Iowa, too. Edgar Loudermilk yep. Band, is that from Iowa, too, there, April?
He's a new one to me, and I believe he's coming from Georgia.
Okay, that's the band from Georgia that's coming up
yep.
to Stratford. How cool. And Poana, where are they out of?
They're out of Missouri, too.
All right, so we have majority
They're
of the bands.
They're kind of linked with Missouri River Band.
Okay. So most of these bands come from Iowa, of course, and Missouri, and all the way from North Carolina, as well as, let's see, from Georgia. That's just amazing. And we have a very good friend of ours that's emceeing, Dale Eicher, who did work for so many years over there at KWMT in Fort Dodge, but he's retired from that. From daily radio, but anyway, he's coming back to do the emceeing this year.
Yes, he is. We love having Dale.
Yep, good man. Let's
yes,
see, we got the concert time. Let's talk about the concerts there, time scheduled for this weekend.
Okay, Thursday night, it starts at 7, but we open at about 5 o'clock because we will be serving food. Friday evening, we start at 6. And then Saturday, we have two shows, one that starts at noon and one that starts at 5:45. And then on Sunday, we have our church service in the park at 10:30, and then the show starts at noon.
And that runs until when there, April?
About 1:30. We just have two bands on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so that goes on till 1:30. That'll put a wrap on the this year's Bluegrass Festival. But as I said, it's going to be so nice to have entertainment back to Stratford after being away last year because of the COVID situation. And tickets, they vary from day to day, don't they?
Yes, they do. Thursday, it's $15 for the show. Friday, it's $20. Saturday all day is $25. Saturday after 5 is $20. And Sunday, we just ask for donations. But if you want to come for just like Friday and Saturday, it's $40. And if you want to come for the whole weekend, it's $50.
And we can't forget one thing, too, there, April. Can't beat that free slice of pie when you get that three-day pass.
Correct.
That's the art of the deal right there. Get that free slice of pie, and you get some wonderful bluegrass entertainment for the whole 3 days that you're there, too. So if they want,
yep,
more, if they want more information, there's a website, stratfordbluegrass.com there, April. And also, you can just contact yourself at 515-480-2415. And I'm looking at the food here. Ribeye steak sandwiches, beef burgers, bacon, cheese, pork burgers, homemade potato salad. Oh, you're making your mouth water there, April. You know that. Baked beans, homemade pie, and soft serve ice cream that'll hit the spot. The weather shouldn't be all that too bad this weekend. We're calling for highs right around 80 and some nice sunny weather in store for the big Bluegrass Festival. So,
yeah.
Okay, so we encourage everyone to come join us in Stratford. Anything else we've left out this morning there, April?
No, I don't.
Okay, so
I know we just want to thank all our sponsors and everybody that's helped to make the event possible.
And also want to thank the city of Stratford for making this festival also possible, too, this weekend. So it's going to be a wonderful time. So again, there'll be, let's see, seven bands all together appearing from Thursday all the way until early Sunday afternoon for the Bluegrass Festival. Again, if you want more information, just go to the Facebook page for the Stratford Bluegrass Festival, sponsored by Stratford Stride, and also go to their website or just contact yourself there, April, for this big concert coming up this weekend. It's going to be a fun time.
It sure is.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause there this morning, April?
Nope. I think we've covered all of it.
All right. So again, come on down to Stratford. April Carlson, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye. April Carlson joining us on today's Community Quarter on KQWC as we learn more about the big Stratford Bluegrass Festival going on this weekend.